What a great way to start the weekend. But to have Danielle McCauley in studio with us to talk about her brand new book. Danielle, I got to, by the way, welcome, but I got to tell you something cool. The last guest we had on the air was your husband yesterday. We were talking about his event this weekend. He's got a worship event happening. And the first guest today is you. So it's like a McCauley conspiracy.
We're taking over Buffalo. I don't know what's going on.
What is happening right now, ladies
Yeah, this
and
is actually a role reversal. Usually I'm the one at home listening to him do a radio interview.
Yeah.
And now he said, he took a day off. So we went to the movies and he said, I think I'm going to get out in just enough time to listen to you on the radio. I said, there you go.
Is he Mr. Mom right now?
Actually, he's going to be getting my youngest guy off the bus today because I said, listen, I'm still going to be in studio with Neil, so get to it.
How many kids do you have?
Two boys, 10 and 6, so okay. They're keeping me busy.
I always like to do the math to think, okay, so 7 years you're going to have two teenagers.
Why did you have to tell me that?
Because you need to know,
Worried for the grocery bill. I have to start saving now.
Well, you're going to need prayer for a lot more than just a grocery bill.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Trust
that.
Me on
I
this
do
one.
Know that.
But yeah, kids are such a blessing. And you guys have been you've been married a long time, but in ministry together the whole time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did Dan start out as a worship leader or youth pastor or what?
You know what? We're both from Ontario. He grew up leading worship, and I'm sure he's told that story on here and has many times of just where he grew, where he was planted. But actually, when we moved to the U.S., he wanted to kind of get away from that a bit, and he went youth pastored, and I followed him. And I always knew I would be in ministry in some form, mm-hmm. but I didn't quite exactly know how.
Right.
I was kind of a Jane of all trades, whereas Dan was, you know, everyone knew his talent. And so I've kind of for years been helping him, believing in him, growing in his ministry. And now all of a sudden the tables are turning and he's been working for me hard the last few weeks. I've had him busy helping me with this launch for my new book. And God's just kind of thrown me out there. It's been a ride.
No, you got to get this guy working on your behalf. You've done a great job supporting him. And he's got a big event happening tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It's called Everybody Worships.
He does. We're excited about that. He's done a lot. You know, most of the time we're out in Canada. But this weekend, he gets to do an entire weekend at our home church at Life Church in West Seneca. And Friday night is just a worship night, no agenda other than come, let's worship, and just seek the presence of God. And anyone's welcome to that. It's not just for Life Church. Anybody in the area who wants to drive in, I think it's 7 p.m.
Yep.
Free, come on. Yeah.
Just come and worship. And then Saturday, if you happen to be somebody who's interested in worship, Dan was talking about this, whether you're just an aspiring, you know, musician or somebody who's been dabbling in leading worship, maybe you're a tech person, maybe you've got a ton of experience and just want to get refreshed, everybody's welcome. But there's an event on Saturday. I think it's 10 to 3.
10 to 3, yeah. Lunch provided, ticket, yep. You can walk in. It is a ticketed event, but you can just purchase tickets. I think it's $15 at the door. And I'm telling you, this guy, he's been doing this for over 20 years. I guess that means he's getting old, but he also has gained a lot of wisdom and just both pastoring and being on the road and seeing how churches are doing it great and what churches should do differently.
Right.
He has a lot to offer. I think they're great.
All right. So I remember from the previous conversation with Dan, aworshipheart.com. If you want to learn about that worship workshop, go to aworshipheart.com. And if you want to learn about the ministry of Dan McCauley, which is Danielle's wife, husband.
This
Danielle's
is
husband.
Be
this gets so confusing.
Don't worry, yeah. You're not the only one.
Go to danmack.org, D-A-N-M-A-C, danmack.org, right? So there's the two websites.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, that one of the most fun things we heard this year was largely based on some of your work, I think, like the funny things kids say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's such a talented worship artist and musician that he made a song out of the silly things kids say.
It's not our work, it's our kids' work.
Right.
It's what they're saying.
But you just happen to chronicle it and write it down.
Yeah.
So he put all that together. He did it at Kingdom Bound. And maybe we can even take a few minutes and play some of that later, because a lot of that stuff, the amazing things kids say, which was hilarious, Is in a book that you wrote.
Yeah.
Called
yeah.
what? What was
Table
it?
Talk, Family Dinner Devos. And I thought, our kids say the craziest things. Let's put it to good use. Let's meet kids where they're at. And let's give them some funny material. And then we turn it into biblical content. We joke at our house. We'll do whatever it takes to get through to our kids. If it takes boogers and toots and all that crazy stuff. Listen, we have boys. We're gonna turn boogers into Bible. That's what we say.
Exactly.
And just meet them where they're at, and get some biblical truth in them.
So Table Talk, what's it called?
Family Dinner Devos. Yeah.
Okay. And where would somebody find it?
It's right on my website, frommilktomeat.com, or you can just find it on Amazon.
That's also your blog site, frommilktomeat.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's funny because we played a portion of that back, and then a few days later he called me out of the blue. He goes, hey, you'll never believe it. I said, what? He goes, we just mentioned my wife's book and we played a little segment there. We sold 30 books.
I know.
On
I have
Amazon.
You to thank.
30 books. Boom. Like,
thank
wow.
You. We need to take you out to dinner or something.
No, not yet. When we get to 100 books.
There you go.
I love dinner. All right. But no, that was, but it was encouraging to see how well people attached to that.
Yeah.
Because it was real life.
Yeah.
It was just
exactly.
real. And the stuff we're going to talk about today is very real as well. Maybe
it
not
is.
As colorful or fun, mm-hmm. but incredibly real.
Yes.
And it has to do with stuff like jealousy and gossip. Mm-hmm. And I used the word cattiness earlier. Is that a real word?
That you nailed it. You
okay.
nailed it.
So why a book on that? Because you're a nice person and you want
yeah.
people to like you. But now
I know
you're putting yourself out there.
I feel like I don't want to, you know, present a story or a message of doom to the church. But it's more, I think, just wake up, ladies. We've got to bring this out to light, because that's what, when there's sin, how do we deal with it? How do we move past it? We bring it out into the open. And so the new book that I have that is just, we're in the final edit process, mm-hmm. but we have a campaign going right now at getalonggirl.com. You can go and pre-order, and there's a video there of explanation and just a bunch of information. But the book is called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? And you have to say it with a little bit of frustration like that, because I was frustrated after, you know, Neil, I grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We've been ministering in the church since we were married, 17 years. We travel around all over to places and we talk with people. I'm in the church lobby hearing, just chatting with women, hearing their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came to a realization about 7 years ago, there is so much junk going on with women. You know, these are the people I talk to anyway.
Right.
So much hurt, so much junk going on that maybe we see out in the world and we think, oh, we're not like that at church when we're walking through the lobby and all nicey nice. But there's a lot of stuff going on that shouldn't be going on. And I just kind of got fed up, and I said, "We need to do something about this."
One of the terms, I don't know if every version of the Bible uses it, but some do. Backbiting is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's the whole thing about, you know, somebody, for instance, appearing to be your friend but not really, because mm-hmm. they're kind of talking behind your back, two-facedness
yeah.
or whatever. But you used words like jealousy and competition,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
cattiness, I guess, works.
Yeah.
But so this is. I mean, I'm not downplaying what you're saying here, but this is worth a book, obviously, because
yes.
it's a cancer. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, Proverbs says that jealousy rots the bones, and it rots the church. I mean, there's so many women who are busy, you know, comparing themselves with each other and dealing with petty issues that we're not actually doing the kingdom work. We're not doing what the Lord set us out to do. So, of course, it's going to rot the church. And the enemy, he knows how powerful women are. And can I say that as a woman?
Absolutely.
And his aim is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants us isolated. He wants us confused. He uses confusion and misunderstanding, I think, a lot of times between women.
Mm-hmm.
And hurt and brokenness. And he wants to use that all against us. And I've seen it firsthand. I've been a part of it firsthand. And I just don't want the enemy to win anymore in that area. And I mean, I definitely didn't with me. And I want to pass that on to other women, anything that I've learned through the process. Yeah.
All right. What I'm about to tell you could have happened at work. It could have happened in the community. It could have been at church. Maybe it was at home. Maybe it was at some kind of a public event. But I happened to witness two women talking about sending a text message to a third woman.
Hmm.
They wanted to be able to communicate something to her. And the two were trying, in my estimation, to do it very lovingly, but they were wrestling over the wording to use because they didn't know how it was going to be received at the other end. They didn't want to give the wrong impression. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, it was two women really trying to do their best to show love when there was some tension in the air. But you could see that there was the reality that this could go south and we don't want any more problems. We don't want the enemy to get a foothold. But praise God that they took the effort to try to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. But the point is, sometimes that message is received the wrong way at the mm-hmm. other end.
Yep.
Then relationships get damaged or broken. Mm-hmm. And then the enemy gets a foothold and people start having jealous feelings yep. toward one another, or hatred even. Mm-hmm. Surely you've never been there, right?
Never. And you know, you were saying with the text messaging, this has been an issue since the Bible. But you know what? I think even now with technology,
yep.
it's becoming an even bigger deal. We used to talk about text messaging and misunderstanding, but also social media. You talk about comparing our lives with each other. We just put that highlight reel, as a lot of people have called it before. We put the best foot forward on our social media. And of course, we want others. I think there's a pride issue there, too. We want others to think that we've got it all together. And
no.
That just brings division.
Come on. You're making this stuff up.
Listen, there's a lot of ladies out there that's going, I know exactly what you mean, Danielle. So yeah, these are issues that are being heightened. And even at the beginning, when I first started writing this book, and I'll tell you in a minute, Neil, about how the Lord just, you know,
sure.
just told me, do this thing. I really didn't want to do it at first because I thought, is there even a need? Is this, you know, a reality? And sure enough, there was. But through the years of me working on this project, it's become heightened. And I think it's because of social media mm-hmm. and just the damage that it does between relationships.
Tone matters a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes somebody will just say something, but they use the wrong tone and another person gets offended. Problem with something like text messaging is you can't always hear the tone.
Yep.
So I'll give you an example. If somebody said, I didn't say you were a nerd, that's different from, I didn't say you were a nerd, or I didn't say you were a nerd, or I didn't say you were a nerd.
Yep.
Just emphasizing the word changes the meaning entirely. So sometimes somebody innocently texts something and it's received poorly at the other end.
Right.
Then somebody doesn't have the courage or integrity, probably more courage, but to say, hey, did you mean that the way I thought you did? Because that was offensive. So they just let that sit there.
Yep.
It starts to fester a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it just blows out of proportion. Now, men can do the same thing, and it mm-hmm. can happen amongst men, but I think it's a little more serious with women. Mm-hmm. Did I just say that on the radio?
You said it, and I agree. And I agree because, you know, you use that example I've said before with my son. Well, we were talking about grammar and commas and different things, but a little thing can make a big difference. So we were saying, if you say, let's eat, comma, grandma, versus let's eat grandma and let's eat grandma are two very different things.
Yes, they definitely are.
And that's a funny example, but a lot of times that happens between women and the misunderstandings for sure. And we, communication breaks down. We hold things inside and we let things fester. And we're just, we have a hard time doing things biblically. Yeah.
That right there, all of that just deals with communication mm-hmm. and tone yep. and inflection and misunderstandings, probably in many ways because of the limitations of social media.
Yep.
It's a wonderful thing, but it has limitations. But even deeper than that, don't you think that somewhere deep in the heart of women is this need to be seen and noticed and loved and appreciated?
Yes.
And then you realize that maybe somebody's got more stuff than you, or better outfit than you, or their hair just got done and yours didn't. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a woman. I'm in really dangerous ground here, but I've heard these kinds of things before. You're going to have to describe what yep. that looks like.
Yeah, you know, what you're saying is just insecurity is at the root of all of... So the first half of my book, I call them spoilers. Now I have a food blog and I kind of liken it to just like a bad egg or rotten milk can spoil an entire batch of a beautiful cake or cookies, muffins, whatever. There's certain spoilers in our relationship that will just, it'll spoil everything. Mm-hmm. And so the first half, I address those things. I talk about jealousy. I talk about pride. I talk about competition between women. comparing ourselves, prejudging. We're terrible. Did you know that within the first 6 seconds, before we even have a chance to let somebody speak, before they even have a chance to say hello, we've already judged them in our mind? That's I quote that in the book. I don't have the reference with me here, but we assume things about other women, and I'm sure men do the
same.
Men
do the same.
But I'm just speaking out of my own experience. And so, you know, that's another spoiler, is just the way that we judge one another and assume things about each other.
Before you go on, I have a memory in my brain of being in college, standing with a group of people, amongst which there were several girls. And across the room, whatever it was, whatever kind of hall or room we were in, walked in one of our friends who was dating a new girl. And nobody had ever met her. We didn't know her name. We didn't know nothing about her. She walked in, and she was an attractive young woman. But the way she was dressed, the way she carried herself from across the room, I was listening to the comments of the girls going, oh, look at her. Who does she think she is?
And like, that
what?
In the
they've never met her. They don't know anything.
We make assumptions. Oh, she's wearing that handbag, so she must be materialistic. Or she's on a stage, she must be full of herself. Or she's standing beside that girl right over there, so she must be that certain way, like her. And that's just foolish. I mean, you know, it's just silly. So,
you said you know something about this,
like
firsthand, just
you know,
by observation.
I mean, it's really crazy how for each of these things, I could find a few stories from my own life and stories from other women's life. But the biggest testimony I would say that I share in the book is when we were first married, the Lord whisked me away to marry this man and sent me off to one of the most wealthy communities in America and the world, really, to not just to live, but to pastor. And I found myself surrounded by a lot of women who made me, not because of what they did, but I just felt so darn insecure. I just dissolved as a woman. My confidence dissolved because there were just women who were talented, cultured, beautiful, designer everything. And there was one woman in particular who really I struggled with, and struggled to the point, Neil, that I even say, and I have to get my big girl's pants on to say this, I hated her. And it was because I was so jealous. And I realized after a while, I need to do something about this. This is just toxic, because here I am ministering. I'm a pastor at the church, and I'm struggling inwardly like this. And I know if I'm like this, I'm sure there's other women out there too.
You literally hated her.
I can say without a doubt, the first time I could ever say, there was so much poison in my heart. And because that I had allowed the enemy to lie to me, and I was stuck in a woe is me attitude. I was counting her blessings instead of my own. And I was looking at her, and all I could see was what God was blessing on her life and not my own. And that really stunted me.
Can I ask, had you had interactions with her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She was wonderful.
So wait, were you putting on the smiley face? Like
absolutely.
Everything was fine?
Yes. Yes.
Danielle.
Yes, I was.
What?
And no one would have known this at the time, except eventually my husband. But the cool part of the story is I finally realized I need to do something. You need to do something about this, Danielle. So I found a mentor, and I confessed. So that's the number one thing, is when you're going, you have to bring it to light. And she was gracious enough and understanding enough to walk me through, to pray me through, to build my confidence to the point where I could go to that woman and confess. And God did the coolest thing in our life. We became friends. Suddenly I became hanging out with her. I started hanging out with her, and I was okay with myself. And I enjoyed hanging out with her. And I actually enjoyed who I was even more. She was rubbing off on me because she was a fantastic woman. And then what happened was we started praying together. And that was over 15 years ago. She's been my prayer partner and like an older sister to me ever since. And man, the things that I've walked through in my life that she's helped me through, I couldn't even imagine if I had held on to that junk.
Wow.
The difference, the impact that she's had on my life is extraordinary. And so that was really my testimony, my big testimony of learning how to heal, learning how to be confident in myself, the things biblically that God taught me through that process. And then also, how do we handle when there were other women that came my way that I could tell, I could sense were struggling with me? How should I be gracious with them? How should I treat them in order to help them and accommodate them when they're struggling? And so those were the biggest things. But then, you know, I just tackle so much of it really just comes out of knowing who you are in Christ, who God says you are, and not looking to the left or to the right. So yeah, that was a big thing for me.
Incredible thing. But you said that, I mean, you obviously confessed this to the mentor.
Yes.
But it wasn't just that you got to know this woman. Did you ever officially tell her that at one point in your life you hated her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she knew, and she was
so gracious. How do you have that
conversation? She was so gracious. You know, I sucked it up, and I think I wrote her a letter at first back in the old letter days. And she was so gracious, you know, before texting and all of that stuff. It's probably good to have a conversation like that face-to-face. Yeah, we did have a face-to-face conversation, and she was just gracious. And the Lord has done amazing things in our life. And now the Lord is commissioning me to teach other women how you can, that you don't have to live with all of that junk inside, that you can be confident knowing who God made you to be. You don't have to compare yourself. You don't have to look at someone who you think is better than you, more talented than you, who got the solo at church, whoever, you know, whatever it is. You can all get along. We can all get along, Neil.
Come on. That's not possible. The book is called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? You want to say that with a little bit of attitude.
Yes.
And it's not officially available yet, but you're doing pre-orders?
We're doing a pre-order campaign right now at getalonggirl.com. You can order the book. You can order the companion Bible study, because how can we change without infusing God's word in our life from the inside out? So I worked on a Bible study. There's a cute little Get Along Girl t-shirt, and it says, it's actually a baseball tee. I wanted a team shirt because on the back it says same team. I tell a story in the book of our pastor told us a story once of all of his children on a soccer field, and they're all running around, you know, when they're young, and they're all swarming around, and they're all stealing the ball from each other. And how are they going to score if they're stealing the ball from each other and they're on the same team? And often as women, we can be like that. We're trying to steal the thunder of another woman. And so all the parents were yelling on the sideline, same team, same team. You're all on the same team. And so I feel like this book is me yelling on the sidelines to all the women out there in the church. We are on the same team.
That is such a great example. confession to make.
Uh-oh.
When I was in high school, I did a youth internship one summer working with junior high students. And there was a guy who was doing a youth internship with the senior high students. And he just had a calm and peaceful demeanor. I was more feisty. I took things to heart. He let them roll off his back. There was a coolness about his nature. And he was well-liked. And I had to work very hard to be liked. At one time in my life, I actually heard a pastor use the phrase, whore for affirmation. I thought,
oh, wow.
I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been the guy who wanted so desperately to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I hated him. Mm. And you know what's weird?
So it's not just the girls.
No. And I'm making application here for the guys listening, because this can be true amongst men as well. Glad that you wrote the book directed at women, because it needs to be said. But guys, we're not off the hook on this one, is my point. So I was in grad school and I prayed, Lord, I'll be happy to apologize, but you have to make that possible, because I don't even know where he is anymore.
Hmm.
And I went to the Norfolk, Virginia airport to drop someone off. In the old days, you could go in. There was no airport security. You could just go right to the gate and say, hey, goodbye, you know. So I was dropping someone off on a flight. The flight that was coming in, the door opened, and the people got off. The first person off the plane was this guy.
Wow.
And I took the opportunity to apologize to him.
So
and
cool.
And we are friends today.
So cool.
But yeah, God is good.
Yeah,
I ended up being in his wedding. So
very
imagine
cool.
that. But God wants to do a work if we'll let him. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, he wants to transform us. Remind me to talk about Hebrews in a minute when we come back. But we've got a lot more to talk about. Danielle McCauley is author of a new book that you can find out about by going to getalonggirl.com and actually order it there. Pre-order it, because it's not officially released yet. Called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? And we'll be talking about it here. If you want to join us, 800-684-2848 or 883-5000. I mentioned the Hebrews. Can I just bring it up for a second?
Yeah.
Because it came to mind as you were talking. We we had a discussion last week here on the program. I won't go too far on the beaten path, so don't worry. But about the idea of entertaining strangers, right? Because Hebrews 13:2, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. I always simply took that to mean as though there was only one application, just that, okay, so if you're walking along and you're passing a bus stop in the city of Toronto or downtown Buffalo or something, and there's a guy there that you've never met, be kind to him.
Yes.
Maybe help him if he has a need or something, like his car's out of gas, take him to get gas, like that kind of thing. Because you don't know, it could be an angel. So complete, total stranger. But I had a conversation with a pastor named Terry Smith, who pastors a huge church in New Jersey, 13 miles from Times Square. He wrote a book called The Hospitable Leader. I've been reading through it. But he makes a point in there to say that these people are placed in our lives to be an influence to us, not just so that we can love them.
Right.
We don't know how God might use them in our lives. We don't know anything about them or just exactly how we'll be different as a result of our encounter.
Oh, yes.
But we may be taught something by them. We may be challenged in some fashion. God may use us to use a gift we've never used before in helping that we don't know. But when you were telling the story about the woman in Connecticut who you had such problem with, I mean, she, you know, for whatever reason, she irked you, right? And she seemed like somebody that you weren't too fond of. I mean, obviously, you said
at some point, it was more I wasn't fond of myself because I was looking at her and she seemed perfect in my eyes. But envy tells half truths. That's what I say. It doesn't always tell you the whole story. So.
Okay, so true. But at that time, I doubt you were really thinking, I wonder what this woman has to offer me. I wonder why God's brought her into my life or how she might be used to be a blessing to me. And here all these years later, she's been a prayer partner for 15 years.
Walked
close
me
friend.
Through some of the darkest seasons. I tell you, when we, in church, we'd step on each other's toes, right? And that's that's the point, because iron sharpens iron. We need each other to make ourselves better and more mature. And when we dance with someone long enough, we'll step on their toes. But the dance is beautiful. We don't want to be isolated. We don't want to run away from each other. We're human. We're imperfect, and we need to figure out how to make things work in our imperfections.
Amen.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep talking about this because obviously there's those spoilers you described, and then there's a biblical remedy to this. And I want to get to that in a minute, but I just want to talk to the listeners for a minute. It's a book primarily for women. We all stand to gain something here, and guys, nothing would prevent you from getting a copy and reading it and then
go for it.
Maybe passing along to your spouse or your fiance or something. But it's called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? Danielle McCauley is the author, and if you want to take a look at it, they're doing a pre-sale thing right now at getalonggirl.com. Getalonggirl.com. So you get a sense of what's coming. When do you expect it's going to be out?
Early. We were hoping for Christmas, but it looks like now it's going to be early 2019.
Okay.
So, we're working hard.
All right. You're within a few months of it being released.
Yes.
And if you want to pre-order a copy, you can do that. There's a special available at getalonggirl.com.
I just had a pastor the other day say to me, if all the women in my church read this, I'd have more hair. He deals with all the stuff under, you know,
is
they
that
knows
the
all the
secret?
Junk.
Okay, I want every woman right now to read this book. Zach and I plead with you to read the book. It's so worth it. This is such a huge topic because the enemy is having a heyday.
That's right.
So as I'm talking to those of you that are listening right this very second, I think you're listening for a reason. And while all of you can't call and participate in the conversation, some of you know that this is a very real issue. Some of you have walked a similar road where maybe you really had a problem with a person or you felt a sense of jealousy or competition, and God spoke to your heart and he brought you through it, and that's a story of victory. But the truth is, some of you are still struggling right now. And it takes an awful lot of humility to call in and say, what can I do about this? How do you get out of this situation? Or, you know, how do I address a person who has continually been nasty towards me, or at least I feel they have? What do we do? It's an open line call-in program. We want to talk about real stuff. We don't want fluff. And we're not honest. I mean, I hope people enjoy listening to the show, but we're not here to entertain. I'm not here for that reason. We're here to let the Holy Spirit change all of us. And I often pray at the beginning, Lord, you know, open our hearts and minds so that we can experience you. Holy Spirit, speak to us and then ultimately transform us because of your presence. And that's really still my prayer, that in the middle of this conversation, such a powerful topic that you've taken the time to write a book on, that we would hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and what he's saying to us, so all of us can be transformed.
Yes.
So God, have your way. But, mm-hmm. you know, as you listen right now, you may realize that this is an issue that you are currently dealing with. And we'd love to have you call in. Listen, if you want to change your name, that's fine. We're not here to embarrass you. But the goal is for Jesus to get the glory.
Yes.
And for the enemy to be ultimately reminded of his defeat, which happened at Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps popping his ugly head up, thinking he's got some kind of authority. He does not. And we want Jesus to be glorified here. So if you want to join us with any kind of a question or comment, it's 800-684-2848, 800-684-2848, or 883-5000. And what we're going to do is Zach's going to write down your phone number, and we're going to make a copy of the book available to one of you who joins us. 800-684-2848 or 883-5000. Later, we'll randomly draw a name from a hat, and somebody will have an opportunity to win a copy of that book. So we want to hear from you. Question, comment, do you agree, do you disagree? Is Danielle telling the truth? We want to know all that, even as we start talking about some of what the God's Word says regarding the remedy for this, the biblical remedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's a lot of spoilers. You mentioned some of those earlier.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about comparison, and I was mentioning the story when all the Israelites are trying to get themselves out of that desert, and they make it, and God says, you're going to get to this promised land, and there's an area I want you to take, Canaan, and he sent some spies to go scout out the land.
Right.
And when the spies got there, I'm sure they were confident at first, but when they got there, there was a bunch of giants waiting for them. And most of them just packed it in right there and said, nope. And they said, in the Bible, it says their words were, next to them, we feel like grasshoppers. Like we were just,
right.
What's that right there? Next to them. That's exactly what
it's comparison.
We say. Yeah, it's comparison. They let their comparison defeat them before the giants ever could. And
wait, hang on, because it's huge. Somebody might teach a lesson on that and say, so you shouldn't compare, which I agree with, right? Comparison can be a bad thing. But the reality is comparison can be a bad thing, not just because it's wrong, but because it itself can defeat you.
Yep.
They hadn't even gone to war with the giants, but they were already defeated because they compared.
And you know what? The giants were big. They were strong. But you know what? God had told them. He had given them a mission. And I think as women, we all have things in our own life. We all have our own promised land that we're working towards. And if we compare ourselves, we and just decide, well, we're not as good as her. I'm not selling as many books as this woman. She's more successful than me. I might as well pack it in. I'm gonna miss what God has for me. But there was one guy. There was one guy. In that group.
There's a guy. There's always a guy.
There's a guy.
Right?
Joshua.
Yay, and, Joshua.
And you know what? It says he was the one that said, no, we can do this. And earlier in the chapter in Exodus, it says that Joshua spent copious amounts of time in the tent in the where the presence of the Lord was.
Hmm.
And he was spending his time learning who God says he was and learning what God was telling him to do. And building up his confidence for at that moment when, there were giants. There were men who were bigger than them who could probably take him down. But he said, no, God's got this. And he was the one that brought them into that promised land. So ladies out there, what comparisons are keeping you from your promised land? What things in your life where you're just throwing in the towel because you're looking over at her going, I'm never going to be as good of a mom as her. She's got it all together. I don't have the Pinterest perfect parties going on. I can't entertain. I can't have someone over and have fellowship with them. Don't throw in the towel. God's got good things for you.
Absolutely. And let's talk about it. Whatever that issue might be in your life, we'd be happy to pray with you about it, discuss it with you. Danielle earlier talked about the situation in Connecticut years ago, almost 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where she just felt literally, ultimately hatred in her heart towards an individual that she was comparing herself to. I felt something very similar in my high school years. I talked about that earlier, and God provided an opportunity for me to make that right and to understand who I really was in his sight. Who does God say that you are? Lauren Daigle, by the way, has a song called You Say.
Yes.
So huge. But understanding our identity in Christ can be a key to helping us get past this and love people for who they are, not how we compare ourselves to them.
Right.
But if you want to join us here, it's 800-684-2848, or 883-5000. And I want to get to Tina first. We are going to be giving away a copy of the book to one of you who joins us as soon as it's officially published. But Tina, good to have you on NBL, and you're on with Danielle McCauley. What's up?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. It was kind of funny that I was listening to you today. First, your commercial about the dentist. I need a dentist, sadly. And second, I'm going kind of through this with the envy, jealousy. I have a friend who's now become more of my daughter's friend. And I've tried everything to express how it makes me feel. And I don't know how much further to reach her, but I have a feeling that listening to you guys has been his way of trying to tell me something.
Hmm.
So this is a man who's friends with your daughter more than you. And there's
no, a girlfriend.
A woman.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a girlfriend.
It's a girlfriend.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
I
somehow
and
got
I
confused
like
on that.
She mothers her, and she talks to her more, and she does things more with her. And it's like I've lost my friendship with her completely.
Hmm.
Can I just ask a question before you even dive in? Let me ask Danielle something before we get to it. Is it possible that while God may be able to heal your heart, that whatever the perceived problem is might not be reconciled, right? I mean, because people bump up against each other. Like my friend that I ran into in the airport in Virginia, I had grown to really have animosity in my heart towards him. But God began to heal it, and I reached out, and he forgave me. But what if he hadn't?
Hmm.
Like, in other words, God could have still healed my heart, but not healed the relationship
right. Because
he was unwilling at that end. We can't ever be responsible for how people respond on the other end.
Yes, yes.
But your encouragement to Tina, I mean, she's tried. There may be other things she can do. But
sometimes it takes an open, honest conversation, and other times it is working things out within our own heart. And it's funny that you said this, Tina, because I was just having this conversation with my son last night, who's going through some issues in middle school with almost the exact same scenario with his best friend and, you know, some other friends who were, you know, they were kind of envious of each other and warring. And, you know, I literally did say, why can't we all just get along? And I said, I mentioned my friend who is my prayer partner now and who I consider my best friend. And I said, you know what? You know, she is my best friend, but she has other great, wonderful friends that serve her in different areas. And that's okay. That is okay. And we can be confident to know that women in our lives can serve different purposes.
Sure.
And envy, I said earlier, envy tells half-truths. I think we look and think the grass is greener on the other side, but we don't always see the whole picture. And so maybe it does take a conversation that I don't know the exact situation. So open and honest conversation is always best. It is key for sure. You know, the enemy just wants to come in and make us feel fragile and
he
broken.
Is definitely doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we can't let the enemy win. We just can't. We have to remember, you have to remember who you are to your daughter. And no one can replace that. And that's a spot that can't even be fought for, really. That's up to you if you feel like you have to have a conversation with her or with your daughter. But really, ultimately, it's a conversation with the Lord. Lord, please make me confident in the relationship that I have with her. Yeah.
By the way, do you address any of this in your blogs? Any of these
kinds
of things?
A little bit, yeah. My blog is definitely for women. There's a host of topics, but definitely this kind of stuff is more directly in this book, yes.
Yeah, and hang in there, Tina, because life is a process and God is in process of changing us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, in addition to praying for yourself, is pray for them.
Yes.
And what God might do to bring restoration and healing, you know, in your relationship with your daughter and also with your friend. But there's hope because God is alive and real and he cares about you. And so, Tina, if it's all right, a little bit later, we're going to kind of just pray for all of these situations and be happy to include you in that if that's okay. And just
oh,
as
that would be wonderful. Thank you.
As for direction. All right, your name's in a hat. We are going to give away a copy in just a little bit here. So thank you for getting us started.
Okay,
we got a bunch
you.
Of phone calls to get to. Marie, Kelly, Carol. I'm not sure what order, but the computer knows and will be along in just a moment. Danielle McCauley is our guest. Her blog, your blog site is FromMilkToMeat.com.
Yeah.
Right? FromMilkToMeat.com. But the pre-order site for the book itself is GetAlongGirl.com. And the book is called Why Can't We All Just Get Along?
Yes.
Right? Why not?
Come on.
All right. We'll be back in a moment with your phone calls. 800-684-2848 or 883-5000. Danielle McCauley in studio with us. There's more of NBL to come here on WDCX. Again, our number, 800-684-2848 or 883-5000. All right, back at it here, 800-684-2848 or 883-5000. Did you immediately recognize his voice?
Absolutely.
That's
Listen, I cut him off all the time.
If you played the song for me and said, who is this? I would say, oh, that's Dan McCauley.
You want to know what's funny is sometimes Chris Tomlin or Michael W. Smith will be on WDCX or wherever, and I'll think it's actually my husband at first. And
oh, wow, what a compliment for
people Dan. Will say, did you write that song? And I say, I wish we wrote that song.
Oh, he's got a great voice. The only reason I said it is because, like, in context, I'm thinking about the interview. I'm thinking about getting to the callers. I'm listening to the commercial
break. You're a multitasker,
and then the song, and I didn't immediately stop and go, oh.
You amazing. I've been listening to you.
I'm not married to him.
So. I've been listening to you in my son's the school pickup line. I always have about 10 or 15 minutes, and I think that you are so good at what you do.
Ah, thank you. Well, we love having you on as a guest, and so do our callers, obviously. Kelly in Curtis, Ontario. This is beyond Toronto.
Ontario.
Yeah, Kelly, how are you? You have a question, or is it a comment for Danielle?
I think it's a question, actually.
Okay.
And comment slash question comment. It's about when, I guess it's a bit about comparison, and it's a bit about like just holding resentment for someone. And this is going to be awful, but it's my father-in-law.
Wow.
He's a pastor. So it's very difficult for me. It's been 18 years. So I have a hard time, I think, with the comparison because my husband's mom, you know, was a stay-at-home mom, and she did all that. You know, we're talking, you know, 50 years ago. But, you know, I was raised in a family where I was lucky if my mom and dad were even home, like from the time I was 8 or 9 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a totally different family dynamic. So I think because I'm not the stay-at-home, cook, clean, you know, I want to work and I want to go out and do things, it's been a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it makes me sad. Like, I want to cry now because it's hard on my husband most of all.
You feel like you've been compared to your mother-in-law? Is that
how Yeah, my mother-in-law. Yeah. And she does not. She's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And she does not. And she doesn't make me feel that I need to be like her.
Right. It's just all inward. And yeah, that's how, I mean, I think that's how most of it is for us women is most of it is inward. And I think what happens, and this happened to me, we can often get stuck in a woe is me. Like I picked up on something you said, you know, like I just grew up this way and she was different, and we can get excuses. And they're valid reasons of, you know, why you feel like you don't measure up in one thing. But ultimately, if we let ourselves get stuck in that woe is me moment, it can become a woe is me day, and then it can become a woe is me decade. And like you said, it's been years. And, you know, if we don't pull ourselves out of that woe is me moment, we have that woe is me decade. And I think the best way to do that is gratitude. And just shifting our focus from what am I deficient in to what has the Lord blessed me with? How has the Lord blessed me in this relationship? How has my mother-in-law blessed me? How has my father-in-law blessed me? How has God, what has he gifted me in? It might be different. It doesn't mean that it's lesser. And so I think it's really, really important to be careful not to get stuck in that woe is me, and because they become excuses and then they just break down relationships.
Can I jump in for a
Go
second?
Go for it, Neil.
Kelly, let me just add something, because I was driving to work this morning, literally this thought crossed my mind. Thanksgiving is coming here in the U.S. You guys already celebrated up there in Canada. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are encouraged to be thankful for things. And I started thinking about the whole idea of thankfulness. And then I realized that, and it might have been based on something I heard on one of our radio programs on DCX, because I also had that on in the background. But my mind then went to things that we could complain about, mm-hmm. or be upset about, or feel frustrated about. And if we started to make a list, truthfully, it would be a long list of all the things.
It'd go all down the QEW all the way up to Ontario.
Oh,
right. But then there's the song, you know the song 10,000 Reasons?
Yes.
Right. Like if we started thanking God for all the things he does for us and for our children, for breath in our lungs, for the fact that we're awake this morning and not 6 feet under, and that we have food on our table and a roof over our head. You're right. I mean, Danielle, you're so right, because truthfully, we can say, Lord, I feel frustrated by some things, and the enemy wants me to focus on them and complain, but I choose as an act of my will and with the power of the Holy Spirit, I want you to help me have a grateful heart and to mm-hmm. focus on the things that I do have that are right. And sometimes just that shift in perspective can be enough to get us off ground zero
yes.
and moving in the right direction.
Get the ball
but I think
rolling.
It's wise counsel that Danielle just gave you on that. It may not solve everything, but it's going to change the perspective
yes.
on everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, how grateful. I cannot be grateful. I mean, I ended up with a pastor's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow up with any of, you know, any teachings or God in my life.
Sure.
And I mean, that I'm amazed and I'm thankful to God for that, because, you know, who knows which way I would have went if I hadn't met him.
Yeah. Start, you know what, my practical advice would be start jotting down all the things that you're thankful about her and that and your whole family. And the tide will start turning from frustration and resentment to gratitude and just a better outlook. Yeah. Altogether.
All right. Kelly.
Well, I need to turn the tide, because my daughters are now starting, you know, to resent Papa because Mom does it.
Yeah.
So it's a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Good that God is showing you this, because he wants to bring victory. And we're going to be praying about some of this in a minute. So, Kelly,
right.
we'll throw you into that prayer as well. And who knows?
Thank you very much.
God bless. You might even win a copy of the book called Why Can't We Just Get Along? It's from Danielle McCauley. All right. We lost Carol somewhere, but I guess we've still got Marie with us in North Tonawanda. It's probably the last call we got time for anyway, but my apologies to those of you who've been trying to get through. All right, Marie, got to move quickly here. Running out of time. Yeah, you've got a comment, I guess. What's up?
Oh, I have more of a question.
Okay.
I'm actually waiting to pick up my daughter. She's 12, and I wanted to know, would this book be a good reader for a 12-year-old who is a preteen, who deals with different things with her peers? It's a dark world that we live in, and I try to just stay strong and just continue to just tell her, you know, my life verse is Philippians 4:13, mm-hmm. that we are strengthened through Christ and in Christ, and we're not walking alone. I always tell her when she comes, and she's very open and honest with me, and we communicate for a little bit every day after school.
Mm,
and I
so
love
good.
That she comes to me with that, because she feels safe in sharing things. And that open communication, I think, is so key. But she's also a really good reader. So I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord divinely aligns. I call them divine alignments in my life and
sure.
in other people's lives also, that through his Spirit, he works things out for us. And I feel, I listen to your show every day before picking her up. And I'm like, is this a book that's for my daughter? Like,
yes.
I just wanted to know, in your opinion.
Yes, I have three answers for you. Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
In fact, I actually have a component at the end of each chapter that I have specifically designed. It's a kind of a mentorship thing. I've rallied about 20 different women, I think 16 to 20 different women who I respect, because I know I only have enough to offer. I have women out there who have great relationships, just confident women who have a lot to offer. I ask them all one question in regards to each chapter, a topic, what they wish they had have known when they were younger, when they were in middle school, One tidbit of information in regards to pride or comparison or insecurity or competition, all these things, all these spoilers. I asked them all, what do you wish you had have known? And they responded in each chapter, just a little tidbit of information as if they were sitting, taking your daughter out to coffee or to get her nails painted or something like that, and speaking into the younger women's lives. And I wanted that. And I feel like that's going to be a big component of this, is let's save these younger girls the hassle of going through all the heartbreak and the frustration that we went through.
Yeah, but I also believe that the Lord works everything out for his good, to his glory. Mm-hmm. So the things that I've gone through in my life, I'm actually using as tools for my daughter.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, and I can look to the positive and say, thank you, Lord, that you strengthened me through those situations, and now I can use those as life lessons for her.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm just so blessed that she's willing to continue to communicate with me, because I really think that's key to these girls who are dealing with so much. Boys, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're at that awful preteen age. This world is full of social media and all these devices that
mm-hmm.
are really,
yeah.
It's making growing up a lot harder.
It's scary, yeah.
Yep, sure is. Older and wiser women teaching younger women. How incredibly biblical of you, Danielle, to do that. That's so brilliant,
oh,
though.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
No,
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah.
Absolutely brilliant to ask questions like that. All right, Marie, you're officially in the contest, and not only that, the Zach man said your name was the one drawn from a hat, so you actually win a copy.
All right.
Oh, congratulations. Wonderful.
This book.
Thank you so
Why
much.
Can't
this is
we all
blessing.
Just get along? You know, it's going to be out in early 2019, and
yep,
you'll be
we'll
sure
get
to get
it
a
to
copy.
You. Yep.
All right, Marie. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah, what kind of a ribbon do we want to tie on this?
You know, I have a great quote. I like quotes. I like good quotes.
Go for it. Quotes are awesome.
I end the book with this quote. It's from Vista M. Kelly, and it actually is in reference to snowflakes. And mm-hmm. she says, snowflakes are one of nature's most fragile things, but just look what they can do when they stick together. And so many of us, so many women feel fragile, broken, insignificant. No one notices them, weak, isolated. We feel miserable sometimes. But when we can join together, when we can find true community with women, when we can truly champion each other and lift one another up, we become like an avalanche of love. We have a lot of power when, just like that little snowflake, when it joins forces with a snow bunch more, we can attack with a snowball. Or I like the avalanche word picture.
And considering this conversation's originating in Buffalo, New York, this all
go.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, we want to pray for Tina and Kelly and Marie and for all of you, really, and for guys as well, because this whole thing, jealousy, resentment, bitterness, it bubbles below the surface, and the enemy wants to use it to destroy us. And gossip, you know, can be a cancer in the church, can mm-hmm. absolutely tear churches apart. God has a better plan and purpose, and Danielle McCauley addresses it in her book called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? You can learn about it at getalonggirl.com. But do you mind praying? Just
of course
for us
not.
To
yes,
go ahead and do
I'd
that.
Love to. All right, Lord, we just lift up not just Tina, Kelly, and Marie, but all the women listening in Ontario, in Buffalo, wherever they are online, and who have just known the frustration, the hurt, the anxiety, the fear of just feeling broken inside because of issues between themselves and other women, or just the way that they view themselves. Lord, I just pray that you would speak into their hearts, whisper in their ears how much you love them, the purpose you have for their life, that you would reveal to them who you've created them to be, so they wouldn't have to feel like they can't measure up, that someone's out there is doing it better than them. There's so many different things. Relationships are complex. There's 1,001 problems, but Lord, you are the solution to every single one. You are the solution to every single issue underlying in the church, outside of the church. And Lord, you say that when we can all get along, when we love one another, that is how other people will come to know you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us get this right, that you would unify us, and that we would bring your name glory through that. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Danielle, thank you for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Now, since your husband's been here and you've been here, I don't want to make a comparison.
He has better hair. I'll tell you that. He works hard on that too.
He always says good. I have perfect hair days. I never have a bad hair day.
You never have a hair worry.
Sometimes we're getting in a hurry to go out and Mary's like, excuse me, but I'm trying to do my hair. It's going to take a few more minutes. And she goes, what about you? And I go, oh, done.
Don't have that problem.
Done. Just give me a paper towel. I'm done. All right. Hey, thanks again for stopping by. So we've got your blog site is FromMilkToMeat.com.
Yes.
There's info there about your work and your ministry and your writing, FromMilkToMeat.com. And then for this book, pre-sale.
Right. It's happening right now for the next couple. I think it's 13 more days. You can hop on GetAlongGirl.com, pre-order the book, the Bible study, the cute Get Along Girl t-shirt. It says same team on the back. Let everybody know you're on the same team.
Man, you were created for this kind of stuff. No, okay. I'm serious. First of all, you're an incredible communicator, great writer, but the whole marketing thing, the t-shirt, the Bible study, the snowflake from the quote, right?
I've had a lot of years working behind the scenes with my hubby, I think. Oh. A lot of you learned.
Very creative. All right, getalonggirl.com. Order your books. They're going to be out in 2019, and the book, of course, is called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? From Danielle McCauley. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you. Say hi to Dan.
I will.
And hope to see you guys soon.